And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. Joining me in the studio is a new faculty member here at the University of Missouri School of Music, new professor of voice, Kyle Stiegel. Kyle, thanks so much for swinging by.
I'm happy to be here.
Right on. So what drew you to Mizzou?
Well, really a number of things drew me to Mizzou. One is that I am an alumnus of this program.
Right on.
I received my Bachelor's of Music and Vocal Performance from the University of Missouri, and then went on to get my Master's at the University of Michigan, and then went on to get my Artist Diploma at Yale University School of Music, and then spent some years performing just as a freelance artist. But at the foundation of all of that was Mizzou. I didn't realize it while I was in the School of Music, but I was receiving a really world-class foundation in music. And the foundation is the hardest thing to fix, you know, as time passes, to look back and try and learn things that you needed to have learned at the beginning of your study is hard to do. So I am so grateful that I have been associated as a student and now as a professor at the University of Missouri.
Cool. So what's it like coming back then as an educator versus a student? How does that feel?
Pretty feels good? Great.
Right on?
Yeah. Like I said, I'm very proud of the program, and I'm very excited to give back to a program that has given me so much. It's kind of funny to walk around in the Fine Arts Building, you know, where I drug myself through classes and all of this business many years ago, but now to try and be a mentor in that space is exciting.
Yeah, cool. So I mean, you're a Como native too. So like you went to Hickman and
Right.
You're a townie.
That's
got to be great too. You get to come back and
yeah. Although I'll tell you, Columbia sure has changed quite a bit.
Oh, since, all towns do.
Yeah. I mean, it still has the same heart. But I'm definitely getting to know some new restaurants and
yeah,
absolutely. And the School of Music has taken on some wonderful changes too.
Cool. So, what got you into music in the first place, then?
Well, I didn't have a lot of direction in high school until I found music, and then all of a sudden, I joined choir, and that was with Marty Hook at Hickman High School. And this passionate and expressive world became so colorful to me and just drew me in a big way. And all of a sudden I started applying myself in a different way with a different sort of self-discipline. And I knew that that was a sign that I had found the thing I'm supposed to focus on. And I've not stopped focusing.
Cool. So what are you looking forward to this year then?
My students.
Yeah.
I've started to get to know each of them this week. It's quite an interesting endeavor to come into a new institution and all of a sudden learn 21 new voices and that I'm going to work with each week. So it's exciting for me. I love the craft of singing, and I really look forward to helping them learn their instrument.
Very cool. So you're big on Baroque vocal performances and a regular at the St. Louis 3-Day Bach Festival, and you'll be performing there again this year?
This season,
right on.
Absolutely. I'll be doing St. John Passion with them. I've done St. Matthew Passion with them. I've done Bach Christmas Oratorio with them. And as you mentioned, Baroque music has turned out to be quite a big part of my career. I do it all over the country. I specialize in the Bach evangelists. Mm-hmm. For those of you who might be listening and not know exactly what that means, Bach's major works tend to focus on telling a story from the Bible. And I'm usually the guy telling the story. I'm the guy narrating. So I do a lot of that. I sing a lot of Handel, but I also experience quite a bit of new music and classical music in my career. This past summer, I was premiering a new work with the Left Coast Chamber Ensemble in San Francisco, a new opera based on Artemisia Gentileschi, the painter. And I also premiere new art songs and recital setting, and I find myself as a concert soloist in classical and romantic repertoire quite often. So that's one of the reasons I love teaching, because I'm very fortunate to have all of these aspects, all of these different types of music be a part of who I am as a professional performer, and that helps me help students.
That's great. So, and you do a lot of operatic work as well, and are you teaching that to students as well, like as far as stage presence, acting, like...
Yes.
Okay, right on.
Wonderful. So one of my wonderful colleagues, Christine Seitz, heads up the Show Me Opera company here in town, and she works with many of my students many times a week on stage presence and how to carry yourself on stage and how to be expressive on stage. And I work on musical phrasing and expression within the studio setting. So most of my focus is on helping them hone their musical instincts and giving them the technical stability to make those choices successfully.
Mm-hmm. And to really be able to tell a story.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Right on. Do you have any solo works coming up here at the university, performances, recital, where we can see you?
Not scheduled as yet, but I promise to ring you when they're scheduled. You know,
we'll drag you on here for sure.
Yeah, it's been quite a lot, this onboarding process, joining this wonderful and highly active faculty. So I'm very certain we'll have some scheduled performances in the near future.
Right on. How long have you been back?
Well, I got to town just over a week and a half ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so moving in, meeting all the new students, attending these faculty meetings, and it's been a wonderful lot of work.
Yeah, but good work.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, Kyle, thanks so much for swinging by and reintroducing yourself to us here at Mizzou, and, you know, welcome back.
Absolutely. I look forward to the next time we chat.
All right. Thanks so much.